I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and I'm happy again today for this opportunity to meet with you wherever you're listening by means of this radio program. It's always our desire to have the Scriptures before our minds, because all Scripture inspired of God is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. Our discussion throughout this week has been the question, does the Bible teach that a Christian can apostatize? And certainly we want to know what the Bible teaches. We know what men's doctrines teach. This doctrine that a man cannot apostatize is not one that is not taught regularly. It is taught by many denominational churches. But the doctrine, my friends, is not of God. It is not found in the Bible. The child of God can apostatize. It is true whether a man desires it or not. And it is not true that the doctrine that a man cannot fall from the grace of God is found in the Bible. It's an unscriptural doctrine because it contradicts the Bible. It's unreasonable because it arrays itself against man's better judgment even. It's unfair because it would reward apostates equally with the faithful. And it's unjust, for it impeaches the wisdom of heaven relative to the reward according to heavenly conditions. And it's useless, for if it is true, it need not be taught. People are sure for heaven anyway. But the Bible says in Hebrews 10:38, if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. What does God say about erring Christians? Well, each individual is responsible for his departure from the truth, and this responsibility cannot be blamed on anyone else. Look at James 1:14. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Every person will answer, my friends, for the deeds done in the flesh, 2 Corinthians 5:10-11, without the slightest hope of being able to make someone else responsible for his sin. Romans 14:12 says, so then each one of us shall give an account of himself unto God. That's what the Bible says about erring Christians. Second of all, it would have been better for them to have never known the way of truth, nor the commandments of the Lord, than to have known it and turned back. 2 Peter 2, verse 20 through 22. So when one is turned from the truth as revealed in the Bible, in essence, he is turned away from God. Third of all, more than likely as a result of his defection from the truth, he's leading others away from Christ with him. Usually these people are those he loves the most. Listen to Romans 14:7. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. Whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. In Galatians, the second chapter, Paul relates the story of how Peter influenced others to the point of even causing Barnabas to be involved in sin. Paul said concerning this, he was to be blamed, Galatians 2 and verse 11. Well, my friends, if you are lost, just how many of those that you love the most in the world will follow you down the road to spiritual destruction? And then, fourth of all, one can go so far as to never return back to the field of God's labor. Hebrews 6, verses 4 through 6. For it is impossible, he said, for those who were once enlightened, who have tasted of the heavenly gift, were made partakers of the Holy Spirit, have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. This is not only a possibility, it is a fact, it is a reality in some members' lives. They have fallen from the grace of God and have no desire to return to the fold of God. What a sad condition. I'm hopeful you're not in that condition. I'm hopeful your conscience is still tender enough that you may turn back to the things that God has offered to you and that you may be saved at last. Been a pleasure for us to study this question with you this week.